opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You got to turn the mic on before I start yelling.
Hey, it was on.
Hey, hey, whoa. It was on? Then how come it was off?
You got to put it to your face.
That's not where it was?
No.
I'm leaving it alone.
All right, we'll start again here. I can even turn it down. I can tell Terry's been on the mic.
It's like,
good.
Now the
good.
Mics are going crazy.
Good morning, Southern Minds! Is that better?
That's better.
Okay. Today is Sunday, March 21st, 2001.
Boy.
My name is Mark Kent, and I will not comply. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
I'm also here with our newest member, the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed motor, 10th degree black belt in RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to remind you.
And the crowd goes wild.
Oh, boy.
And last but not least, the guardian of the magic button, the library bumper, the time-bounded Rex keyboard, weaponry specialist, producer extraordinaire, Trevor!
What is going on today with y'all?
Sup?
Yes. Don't ask questions. You don't want the answers.
And I've been battling my stupid computer for about 2 hours trying to get it fixed. Also in the studio, we have with us a special guest, a holdover from the great state of Jefferson. You all know him and love him, Terry Raposo!
Hey.
Hey.
And Wynn, too. Wynn's in the corner, but he's reading.
So go to
the corner.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
So go to the neutral corner and come out fighting.
After the break, we'll figure out a way to get you on here, buddy. You can share my headphones with me.
Oh, boy.
I tried to share mine with him, and he said no.
What a bunch
of... He's just grumpy today. Boy, have some of Dave's coffee.
Today?
Hey, cold brew.
Yeah.
You got to get on that cold brew.
Wow, I'm telling you, this has been like... I think they're totally screwing with us. Now I get a picture on my internet page from Microsoft or whatever it is, and I got a picture of people with tinfoil hats on. I'm not even kidding.
Magic.
Magic tinfoil hats. The big, like they look like Hershey's Kisses.
Okay.
just saying. I mean, what a crazy morning. I mean, the internet goes out of my house, and then my computer won't recognize any of the Wi-Fi networks. I had to reload my network adapters and restart my. I just got it up and running like 5 minutes ago. And what? You know, this is, and it's just me, right? Nobody else is having any trouble out there? But is
oh,
it,
no, I've
no?
had my share, let me tell you.
I think a lot of it might actually be there was numerous Microsoft hacks that took place over this last week. And
no.
There's been a lot of companies, and it seems like
that never happens.
China ended up targeting a lot of
China?
Companies. Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
I know. It used to be a slow boat to China, and now it's a fast internet connection.
Yeah, it's a high-speed internet that does it every time.
Well, you're actually one of the fortunate ones, because a lot of companies, they're actually having what's known as the ransomware hack, to where it'll go through and it will lock you out of all your files and all your data unless you give them a certain
Unless you pay them. Mm-hmm. Preferably in Bitcoin or something that's not traceable.
Well, Bitcoin, contrary to popular belief, is traceable. There's only two variants of it that are not, and that's Zcash and Monero, which those are the ones that I actually enjoy because they're more like cash.
Well, if I got to extort somebody, that's where I'm heading. Just saying.
Criminal minds.
Criminal minds, that's right. Good grief.
Does that mean we don't have to file tax returns?
Silence.
The pregnant pause, I think that's called. No.
Just ask.
I don't know. I mean, are we in freaking La La Land or not? I mean, does it seem? Is it just me? You know, does it seem like things are just getting incrementally worse and worse and worse? You know, it's like the syrup bottle that you have on your pancakes is getting smaller. And smaller and smaller. The tuna can, smaller and smaller.
At least they're woke and not assuming the gender anymore of, like, Miss Butterworths or, they took the Indian off the land of Lando Lakes but kept the land. I mean, that's pretty American to do, right?
I'm not sure how you classify a can of tuna gender-wise.
I'm just glad they got rid of this.
Don't give them any ideas.
I'm glad they got rid of Mr. Potato Head. He was a menace to society.
I posted a meme. It was a great meme. It said, Trump got rid of ISIS, and Biden got rid of Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how silly this has become.
At least he can swim upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody's seen it. Everybody's seen it. You know, it's like he looked like something out of a bad movie. You know, I mean, where the guy's trying to walk up the stairs and all of a sudden his legs go limp or something. You know, and he's paddling like a dog, and then he straightens up, and then he finally makes it to the top of the stairs, and then he salutes.
Well, and it was about three times that
That's
he ended
what I'm
up
saying.
Falling.
It's not like he stumbled.
So bad.
So right now, talks in China, talks in North Korea. Or is it North Korea or South Korea? That's the bad one.
North.
Okay.
Trust me on this one.
Look, talks over there, not going real good. Talks with Russia. We had Putin that ended up calling him out and saying he wanted to go ahead and do a live debate with him. And literally, all of these debates are going terrible. Biden's over here like, we have nuclear weapons. We can destroy you. China's like, we have stairs.
Nuclear weapons.
We have nuclear weapons. That was Germany, sorry.
First we have nuclear weapons, then we destroy all your bombs.
I mean, you know, okay, so it's always a bad accent, sorry. I didn't.
Well, whatever. Honestly, there is some really disturbing trends that are taking place because it looks like China is going to be pushing on going into Taiwan, and it looks like they're going to be trying to make a move over there, and we have our military bombers, which have been stationed in Guam for the last 16 years, that this week just came home, which they're close to that area to try to protect that area. And it's the biggest show of weakness possible. We've war-gamed it out and seen exactly what would take place in the event that allies over there, and we don't have any way to stop it.
I got an idea. Let's start another war in Syria.
Basically.
Somebody thought of that.
Oh, boy, sorry. I bet they got together over coffee and donuts and just figured that one out. The first thing is, the commander-in-chief had to decide who he was, you know, because I'm not sure he knows anymore.
Are you talking about Kamala Harris?
No, Calamity Harris, or I like to refer to her as, Chlamydia Harris, but I digress.
Because I know Biden said that she was the president. I was just taking
a point on it. It's not Mr. It's going to be weird. Is she a Mr., Mrs., or a Ms.? I think she's a Ms., isn't it? So now it's going to be Ms. President.
Ms. President.
The communist in chief.
It's Cousin It.
I mean, come on. Cousin It? What? Yeah. I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's a target-rich environment. I got a thing from Bill Whittle that I want to play that's, I think, really super good. It's about three and a half minutes. And let's play this because I think this is really good, and it's titled David Hogg's Lesson of Don't Bring Progressivism to a Pillow Fight with Mike Lindell. Hold on. Are we ready? Okay, here we go. This is... Hold on. Let me turn it up. Hold on. I know what's going on. Hold on. I know what's going on. Computer stuff. Okay, got it. I got it figured out. Here we go. I thought that was you, Travis.
Okay. A quick online search showed that MyPillow annual revenues are a capital-tastic $280 million for 2020. Now, $280 million divided by 52 weeks comes to $5,384,000 per week. Just a back-of-the-napkin approximation shows that in the 5 weeks since GoodPillow's February 10th article and tweet, MyPillow has made around $27 million. GoodPillow has not only made a single dollar, or even a single pillow, it hasn't even made a single tweet.
So just so you know, GoodPillow is David Hogg's entry into the market. So here we go.
Now, after all this pillow talk, I've decided that if David Hogg can't do it, well then, by God, Bill Whittle can't do it too. So I'm announcing my own pillow company. It's called Bad Pillow. Revolutionary Bad Pillow has two distinct layers. Your head rests on the finest quality memory foam, gently curving to provide maximum cervical support, and comes with a custom pillowcase made from the finest Egyptian cotton with a thread count of over 9,000. The other side of my patented Bad Pillow consists of 11,000 steel ball bearings packed into a rectangular steel base embedded in a thin layer of finest quality RDX C4 plastic explosive activated by a 100% gluten-free PETN-based deck cord, all of which is mounted onto not 10, not 20, but 415 layers of top-quality 100% DuPont Kevlar. The pillow may be actively deployed against anti-personnel threats or, functioning as reactive armor, the Bad Pillow has been shown to defeat the 125mm smoothbore round used on the latest generation Russian T-14 Armada main battle tank. Once discharged, the 415 layers of genuine DuPont Kevlar still managed to stop a 50-caliber M82 Barrett round fired from a distance of 3 feet away, although some bruising may occur. The Bad Pillow is now available for pre-sale in 4 easy installments of $6,500, or you can get 2 Bad Pillows for only $29,999 if you order within the next 10 minutes. But hurry, because like Good Pillow and unlike My Pillow, supplies are limited, despite, more likely because of, the endless bullying, the strident demands, the unparalleled arrogance, the unearned moral superiority, the disrespect for anything or anyone or any idea different than their own rigid code, their inhuman lack of humor or fun or the ability to see things from a different point of view. Because of all of the items in the woke salad bar of despair, no one wants these inhuman, inverted, and insane progressive values. No one is buying it. You see, these so-called new characters are not characters at all. These new takes on classic heroes are one-dimensional mouthpieces for a one-dimensional philosophy. They're eggs injected into a host organism, host organisms named James Bond and Doctor Who and Ghostbusters and The Terminator and Star Trek and Star Wars. Progressives are cultural parasites that inject their horrific values into these things because people like them. They used to, anyway. Not anymore. These once thriving cultural icons have been utterly abandoned by the people who like them, and in fact, by the people who have loved them dearly for their entire lives. All of these franchises that appeal to everyone because of their universal stories and their themes have been utterly abandoned because the SJW larvae injected into them have exploded out into plain view. You see, the left thought that they could use cultural mythologies like Star Wars and Star Trek as kind of a Trojan horse, a way to get past people's natural defenses against such vile ideas. They probably thought that if they put woke into the Millennial Falcon or Starfleet uniform, then people would learn the lessons that were being hammered into them at every opportunity, but that's not what's happening. People, young people, the next two or even three generations, want nothing to do with re-education camps masquerading as entertainment. People would rather go hungry than consume this SJW poison. That's why I am so sure that despite all of today's turmoil and moral inversion, all of which, by the way, is going to get worse before they get better, we're going to win in the end.
I thought that was very
great,
astute. Wow.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're going to win. I totally agree with him, and I think we have to go through this. You have to see it. You got to look it in the eye before you realize that, yeah, it's a problem. But more and more people, especially young people, are waking up to this fact that this is garbage. They're peddling garbage. They're making my life miserable. All of these things that they promised us are not going to make things better. The stooges in government are the only ones that are profiting.
Well, I think they're waking up more and more, and the left can't actually create any movies or shows or anything like that that anybody wants to watch anymore. When you go through and you see what they're doing in this, you're like watching a film, and the next thing you know, it pops up. Somebody's talking about transgender characters, and you're like, dude,
right.
What the heck? How does that have anything to do with the show that I'm watching? And then the next thing you know, three of the four gay couples on there are all there, and it's like, really?
Cancel culture has canceled themselves. That's really what's going on. Because when you realize that, let's say that everybody's telling you, you know, you're going to go to the island, you know, with the guys, you know, of the Lost Boys or whatever it is, and then when you find out Satan's in charge of the island, do you want to keep going?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. When you realize how evil this crap is, it's not family friendly. It's not kid friendly. What it is it, the only thing it's friendly to is the people who are in power, the people who are taking your money, you know, and it's all for the good of everybody is what, you know, if Hitler had come into power and said, hey, we're going to kill off a half of, you know, 6 million of you guys so that we can retain power, how would he, could he sell that? No. So they always promise everything to be in your best interest. In the meantime, what they're doing is acquiring power. These stooges don't care about anybody but themselves. They've locked themselves in their little bubble, and the only thing that seems to be, I mean, the arrogance, the pompousness, the, you know, let them eat cake crap. I mean, that's you know, look at what's going on around you, and you can see it every single day. I mean, the masks. I mean, what theater? You know, that's what Rand Paul the other day was hammering on Fauci, the rat-faced boy. You know, I mean, this is theater. They all know that it's theater.
Well, and it's – a lot of this is very interesting to me, and there's a video that I saw this last week that greatly disturbed me because it's true. And so in this video, the guy goes through and he talks about what cancel culture really is. And he says cancel culture is a dress rehearsal for mass murder. If we can murder your voice and take you off, they're not going to stand up when we murder you in real life because, after all, you're a bad person. And let's look at this. Senior Teen Vogue staffer who supported Alexi McCommon's ousting used N-words in decades-old tweets. These people are going to eat themselves alive until there is nothing left to eat, and only when it is rubble and shambles will they finally come to the realization that free speech is the only way forward.
Well, and I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, I like to go out and run around the garden and do things, and I think, you know. And I was thinking about this whole thing with this, you know, redistribution of the wealth. And, you know, you know, they always think, well, you don't care about the children, you don't care about helping your neighbor, you don't care about the homeless. But the problem is, how do you help them? If you say it's okay to steal from me to give to them, that's not charity anymore. If I do it voluntarily, that's just fine. But if I am coerced at the point of a gun to help them, then what you're doing is you're giving the power to someone to do that. And if you can't do it personally because, oh man, stealing's wrong, I can't do that, I can't personally go next door and steal from somebody, okay? But if I can get the government to steal for me, that somehow justifies it. And the real deal is that what happened is now you just gave the extortionists the power. You just gave the mafia the power to take money from everyone, not just the people you don't like, but you too. Because if you start to get anything, they're going to take it from you. And what that does is does that stifle incentive? I mean, think about that for a second. If you worked all your life and someone just comes in and takes everything you own, and gives it to somebody else. And, of course, they don't just give it to one person, maybe themselves, but they spread it out all over the place. How many people are going to be working hard? Mm-hmm. None. None, because why would I? Because you know something, acquiring wealth, we attack the rich like, oh, they're a bunch of bad guys. But I'll tell you what, most people I know that have money are hard-ass workers.
Yeah.
They work their butts off every single day, whether it's right or wrong and you don't like their accumulation or whatever you think about it is not even the issue. But if you take away the incentive for them to work hard, guess what? They're not going to work at all. And if you take everybody's incentive away from working hard, guess what? Nobody's going to work hard. And look what's happening to our goods and services now. I mean, has anybody noticed it but me? But things are getting smaller, 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 smaller. There's less stuff out in the market. And we're being told by the media pundits, oh, the economy's coming back. It's gangbusters.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with Joe.
Well, and you look, too. Look at all these people that have job wanted postings that are up, and nobody is looking to fill them. We have a whole entire group of people that are wanting to sit back. They're so – I don't even think it's fear at this point for the virus. They're just not wanting to continue participating in the society. You look at the rates of depression. Right. You look at the rates of child suicide. You look at the rates of all of these people who are going through and abusing substances now. And we're seeing something that we've never seen. Look around you. What
every,
do you do that's fun? What
every person matters, right? Isn't that what we're being told? That's why we're wearing masks. That's why we're shutting down businesses. That's why we're told to let the government take control of everything, give up all our constitutional rights to some mad King Ludwig down there in Sacramento. That's, but what about the rest of them? You know, when the disease is less of a problem than the cure, do you just continue with the program? I mean, it used to be if you got sick, you went home. You stayed home until you got better. You didn't infect everybody, but you didn't shut down the marketplace, mask everybody, make sure that all the commerce gets shut down, start cranking out money so people will stay home, and bribing people so they don't work. Gee, what could go wrong?
Well, and it's interesting, too, because the CDC actually came out with a study over this last week, and they showed – oh, do we got to go to a break? Or a call?
No. We got a caller, but I don't want to forget about him.
Okay.
And so then we do have to go to a break here in a second.
Briefly on that, the CDC actually did a study of the mask effectiveness, and over the course of 180 days, you're wearing your mask everywhere.
It's
no
bad for
ifs,
you.
Ands, or bouts about it.
It's not, as far as the virus, is completely ineffective, and it's bad for your health.
3% difference in efficacy. If you had everybody mandated to wear masks, and they did it 100% for 180 days, 3% difference.
For a virus that I have a 99.98% chance of getting a problem with anyway?
Thank
well,
you.
Well, it's just logical that you don't need to wear the mask, I'm just saying. And with that, we need to go to a break, and then we'll go to our caller, or are we going to the caller?
I can't
see. There's reflectors.
Let's go to the caller first.
Let's go to the caller.
Mark
I believe
B. We got Mark B.
We got Mark B. Mark Baird, you're on the line. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark and Linda Kay, how you doing?
Oh, the fun never stops in our world. I know it's the same for you living the dream, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the property. You were talking about, you know, them taking your property forcibly in order to commit you to this course of charity, whether you want to do it or not. And Ben Franklin had the answer for that. He said, unless property is secure, in other words, unless your property rights are inviolate, liberty cannot exist.
Well, I want to say one thing, Mark. I want to make sure that everybody listening understands the definition of charity and extortion. If charity is forced, it is no longer charity. If it's done at the point of a gun, you're not giving freely. It's not charity anymore. So you can't call it charity. It's extortion. Because extortion is when it's taken without your right permission or acceptance.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And when you no longer have control over property that you're lawfully allowed to own and use for lawful purposes, if the government controls that property, and remember, socialists in communist Russia, they didn't own all the property. They controlled it all. That's the difference. In Nazi Germany, the Nazi socialists didn't own all the property, but they controlled it absolutely. They said who used it, when they used it, what they used it for, how much they could use, and what day of the week that would happen. And that's what's happening here, and that's exactly what you're talking about. So we have now moved from a constitutional republic to a socialist model of government where you no longer control your own property. And if that doesn't scare the living bejesus out of everybody listening to this show, then they are stupid and we are lost.
Wait a minute. No, we just need better guys. We're gonna fix it. We're gonna get guys. They're angels to be representing us, because that's, you know, they're walking around all over the place, these angels, right? And they're, you know, and that's why we're recalling Governor Newsom, because he's such a benevolent leader. You know, he's been operating in our best interest. So the Board of Supervisors, everybody cares. Kamala cares. Joe Biden cares. Yeah, they care a lot about getting a lot of money from China too, but that's another issue. So the real deal is, these guys are delusional to think that you're going to get the right leaders in there.
Well, they want to do socialism different. If we just did socialism right, it would be different. Socialism is a good thing. It's a good thing. Nobody did it right before, but now we'll do it right this time, whatever that means. But you know, part of the problem is, we also lack the ability to defend that property. As John Adams said, you have the right to life, liberty, and property together with the means to defend those things as best you can. So when you don't have the right to defend your property, well, is it your property anymore?
Well, you mean, what you're saying is that if Kamala Harris, who, you know, steps into the presidency, she's probably kind of already done that because now she's known as the president, according to Joe, she's got all our best interests in our mind, and we should pin all our hopes on the fact that Kamala Harris is a great person, right?
Well, yeah, and she did say under a Harris administration, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, so she acknowledges she's president, too. And here we have a liar and a cheat. Oh, and by the way, they just fired 100 staffers for marijuana use.
Right.
They're not going to fire her over her admitted marijuana use. So you live in a do-as-I-say-but-not-as-I-do state with a governor who does what he wants, things that you can't do. You live in a do-as-I-say-but-not-as-I-do United States, where the administration and the powerful and rich elite do as they wish, but you're not allowed to do the same things. And my question to the listeners is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think they're already starting to have a lot of buyer's remorse over this, you know. I mean, you're starting to see a lot of tweets. Well, hey, how come my student loan isn't forgiven? Where's the $2,000, not the $1,400? You know, all these promises that they made during the campaign. I mean, they're, you know, the idiots that bought into it, you know, are starting to realize, hey, you know, what's going on here? They don't care about us anyway, do they? Well, they just told us that to get elected. They wouldn't do that, right?
Well, you know, when you put your hand out and say, if I vote for you, will you give me money? You know, you're grabbing onto the rope with knots in it, and they swear they're going to pull you out of poverty. But what if you get 100 feet off the ground and they stop pulling?
They're here to help.
They say, well, either hang on or let go of the rope. Those are your two choices.
Mark, we do have to go to a break, but go ahead and stay over. Okay. I have a couple things that I want to talk to you about.
Sure.
All right, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I think it's crazy I'm the one who they labeled as controversial, and Cardi B is the role model for 12-year-old girls. There's rappers pushing Xanax at the top of the billboard, but if I mention race in a song, I'm scared I'll get killed for it. It's backwards, it's getting exponentially dumb. It's more difficult to get a job than purchase a gun. Eminem used to gay bash and murder his mom, and now he doesn't want fans if they voted for Trump. We're ashamed to be American. You should probably love it, because you have the right to hate it and not get stoned to death in public. As children, we were taught how to walk and talk, but the system wants adults to sit down and shut up. Cancel culture runs the world now. The planet went crazy. Label everything we say as homophobic or racist. If you're white, then you're privileged. Guilty by association. All our childhood heroes got Me Too'd or they're rapists. They never freed the slaves. They realized that they don't need the chains. They gave us tiny screens. We think we free because we can't see the cage. They knew the race war would be the game they need to play. From people to big teams, they used the media to feed the flame. They saw big woe. Facts don't care about feeling, they know, they won't tell me what to believe in.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
You worry about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? Entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense. We need balance. We're all in the same boat. Why are you trying to make homes? If they sink, we sink. This is madness. I'm offended that you're offended by me taking offense. Can't build a wall. Why does your house have a fence? I believe in two genders. I'm not mad at the rest. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. We won't always agree. Nope. I don't hate all beliefs. Nope. I don't think that the system's racist. I just think the system hates people. I think fighting violence with more violence is what they want. Viruses and riots, people dying, we won't stay home. Black lives matter, all lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down, cause the world is full of clowns.
Yeah, burn it down.
they're doing it.
No. I mean, I don't want to burn it down. I want to restore it. I don't want to burn anything. I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody. I'm not a radical extremist. All I want is my rights restored.
Yeah, but the other side doesn't want rights restored. What we're seeing take place constantly.
No, they want their rights restored, just not mine.
No, what they want is they want a complete and utter collapse of our system so they can reinstitute communism, Marxism, whatever you want to call it.
Where nobody has any rights but the government. Terry, go ahead. I want you to go ahead and ask
Yeah, anyway, Mark, I want to bring up a couple of things real quick, and then we want to hear what you have to say on this subject. But there's been a lot said about the sanctuary Second Amendment county resolutions. Well, in California, as we discussed in the first hour, that really isn't happening. Let's look at what happens to you in California, not what happens to you in Texas or Idaho, but let's look at what happens. First of all, you want to buy a firearm. So you go down and you buy a firearm, whether it's a long rifle or a handgun. You go down and you buy that. You go through a background check. You pay a little fee. You take a little test and you wait 30 days. If you're lucky, maybe 20 days and you get yourself your firearm. Now, you get your firearm, and in the state of California, when you take your firearm home, because let's say you bought some ammunition for it, you have to take the firearm, put it in a case, lock the case, and then you'll take your ammunition, and you'll put that someplace different, because if you load the gun, that's illegal. If you take the gun and you put the box of ammo in with the gun, that's illegal, so you put the box of ammo somewhere else. So you're driving home, and you need to use this weapon because all of a sudden you're being accosted. So what you do is you stop the person who wants to accost you. Say, wait just a second. I got my key here somewhere. And you go into your little case there, and you open it up. Hang on just a second. Stand right there. And then you load your firearm, and then you say, now hold still because I'm really not proficient at this yet, but I think I can get you at this range. And that's what you do. Then finally when you get home, you realize that you want to carry this weapon, carry the property you own lawfully, and you want to carry it somewhere. And you realize that you have to go take a test, pay a fee, and get permission from your sheriff and get a CCW. That's if he gives you permission. And by the way, that's a privilege, not a right. And once you're given the permission, he can take it away because he gave it, and he can give it or not give it. So you now have that hoop to run through. So then, of course, you get your CCW. Now, The thing is, though, is if you're going, if you're walking down the street and you maybe have a little bit of a pot belly and you got a coat on, you got your gun under the coat, you raise your arms up, all of a sudden they can see the gun, and now you're open carrying.
Cut it out.
Yeah, and then what happens with that is you should be able to get a 26-150B2, which I know you're going to talk about, which is a permit for open carry in any county in the state of California with under 200,000 people. But guess what? They don't issue those. Do you know why? Because there is no paperwork. There is no permit that you can get because they haven't printed one. So the sheriff doesn't issue you an open carry permit, never has, will issue a CCW permit at his pleasure or take it away at his pleasure. So how in – oh, and I forgot. I want to buy a box of 22s. Oh, I have to have a background check. I mean, how in the world can you say that we have a constitutional sheriff in an unconstitutional state with unconstitutional laws? So I wanted you to sort of give us your 2 cents on that, my friend.
Is he talking to me or are you?
Yeah,
you, Mark.
No, you're up, Mark.
Mark Baird.
Did you get all that?
Yeah, he did. He got it the first
time.
Yeah,
I got it all. Well, I summarized that on Terry's show. There's no liberty here. The state of California has done that which the Constitution forbids. It has turned an enumerated right into a government permission for which a fee is charged. And Murdoch v. Pennsylvania says you can't charge an enumerated right into a permission, and you can't charge a fee for its exercise. And that's why I'm suing the state of California. And if you're counting on your constitutional sheriff, you can, you know, don't hold your breath because you might turn blue, because there is no such thing. So we're suing the state of California to regain a piece of liberty, and if we somehow gain it, and believe me, the fact that we win is less important than the fact that we show people that we can win. And if we can win this, we can win other things, real things. And I'm not talking about standing on the lawn and shouting for an hour, and then everybody goes and has an ice cream and a burger and goes home. I'm talking about changing the status quo to regain the liberty that we have all squandered. And what I'm asking for is help, because the 15 or 20 people doing all the work can't do this by ourselves. And believe me, I'm not a pessimist. I'm an optimist. I believe this can be done, or I wouldn't be wasting my time. I would just get the lawn chair and the Remington and set it up in the driveway and wait for them to come and get me. But I think this can be done if people would just stand. And, you know, you got to know a little bit about history to know what's going on here. I mean, let's just take the days of Noah, when everybody turned their back on God and when the government was corrupt and everyone was corrupt, and God told Noah to build the boat. He built the boat. And he told him for 120 years, you're going down the wrong road, and you're going to pay, and you're going to be sorry. And they didn't listen. And they didn't listen until they were up to their knees in water. And even when they were up to their knees in water, did they run to the boat? No. They tried to climb a tree or walk to the top of a hill, not realizing the water would be 50,000 feet deep or whatever it was. And in the end, it wasn't Noah that shut the door. Noah was standing there screaming, come to the boat, come to the boat. It was God that shut the door because he just got tired of waiting. And that's what I'm talking about here. If you squander this liberty, it will be gone, and it will be gone forever, because as Dostoevsky he said in the Gulag Archipelago, we lost our freedom and we didn't even know it. And even in Russia, they claim that they have a representative government, but they don't. They have a theftocracy with Putin in charge. And the ruling elites do whatever they want, and those, the rest of us that pay all the bills, don't do anything we want except pay. That's where we are, people. That is where we are. But we can win this. We just need for people of good character to do something instead of nothing. And by something, I don't mean stand around shouting and shouting into the hurricane. I mean show up and participate so that we can do something real to take actual steps that will end in regaining our liberty for ourselves and our posterity. And that's the only job that we have as citizens, is to secure liberty for ourselves and our posterity. That's it.
So when you say show up and participate, Mark, what specifically do you mean? Send money?
I mean, if you can send money for the Second Amendment lawsuit, please do that. If we have a court date, show up for that, because judges are intimidated by public opinion. If you have 5,000 people show up in court or show up to the court, you know, only 40 of you are going to get in, but the 4,960 people waiting outside have an impact. Mm-hmm. If we could go to the Capitol with 100,000 people one time to Sacramento with rakes and pitchforks and surround that building and say, you're not coming out of there until we regain representation and liberty through in the form of a state of Jefferson, we would win something. You know, it isn't enough just to show up to a meeting. It isn't enough just to show up to a rally. You have to show up and you have to mean it. And we have to have events where tens upon tens of thousands of people show up and they mean business, and we don't leave until we get what we want. And that can all be done peacefully. I believe in a peaceful solution to this. I believe that if we're not moral, ethical, and lawful, that we're worse than the people we're trying to defeat. That's why we're doing this right now through court cases and things of that nature. But if it comes to a point where we have to fight, and there's an example of that in history on April the 19th, 1775, mm-hmm. where Captain John Parker turned to his men and he said, men, do not fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have a war, let it begin here. If we want to have a Second Amendment demonstration, we need to have 10,000 people show up in a certain place and open carry and dare them to do something about it. And guess what they'll do? Take our pictures and try to pick us off one at a time later. They won't do anything in mass because the government is actually afraid of its people, and that's how they should be. So we have to find ways to defeat that type of technology. We have to find ways to express our liberty, and we have to find them soon because we don't have all day for this. The more they solidify power through things like Creepy Joe and his monoparty and the monoparty of California and the monoparties that are developing in all the states, and they are the Communist Party. Mm-hmm. That is what those are, the precepts they follow, the redistribution of wealth, the end of private property, taking freedom out of the hands of the people and putting it in a few people who tell us all how to live, letting science rule the day instead of people have their liberty. That is communism, folks.
Yep. HR 127.
The persecution of Christians and religion in our nation in favor of gay and transgender lifestyle being taught to elementary school kids. You know, if you want that, you don't know what you're asking for. And I have been all over the world. I've seen every socialist pesthole on earth. I've seen that form of government fail every single time it was tried, and tens of millions of people die and suffer because of it, economically and with their very lives. They give their lives in pursuit of freedom. If you don't recognize that soon, then you will have to recognize it later. And let me tell you, the hill will be much tougher to climb later than it is now. We can win this now. We may not be able to win quite so easily 10 years from now.
Okay, and with that, Mark, hold on. We have to go to a break, and we'll pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And, okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mark, I've got people asking about where they would send a donation for Second Amendment.
Pecan. Yeah, I don't know.
To me?
The P.O. Box.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'd be 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. And just if you're writing a check, please put on there what it's for. If it's for Second Amendment or whatever, and we will make sure it gets to the right account and goes for the purpose that you have sent it to us for.
And let me add this to what Linda said. I don't touch that money. It's used only for legal fees. 100% of it goes to legal fees.
Yep.
I don't even know what bank it's in. I don't use it for gas. I don't use it for lodging. I don't use it when I go speak. I pay all my own expenses.
Yep.
So does everybody else. So this money goes strictly to lawyers and only for lawyers.
And I will back you up on that because I write the checks to the lawyers. And he doesn't. He has no idea how much money there is or what. He just does what he does.
And also, let me add this now. We're getting ready. We drew Judge Mueller. You know, which is problematic. But even Judge Mueller couldn't dismiss the case. She said we had a very good chance of succeeding on the Second Amendment merits. Not the Fourth Amendment, not the 14th Amendment, none of the good stuff. But we're going to win on the Second Amendment because California has legislatively banned the Second Amendment, which they're precluded from doing by Supreme Court law, by constitutional law, and just by God's law. They can't do that. They've done it. Even the judge thinks we're going to win this case. But, and that's why she's not going to rule on it for another 24 months to 48 months. And what she's hoping is that I will die before the case makes it to court. So we have a plaintiff who is a stand-up plaintiff. This guy is irreproachable. His record is exemplary. He's part of the Rhodes v. Vaquera case right now, the ammo ban case. And so we have a plaintiff in the Southern District. We're going to refile the preliminary injunction in the Southern District and hope to draw Judge Benitez, who's been getting all the Second Amendment cases down there, and we'll get a favorable ruling out of him, or we'll take the preliminary injunction to the Ninth Circuit and then the Supreme Court. And with a PI, the important thing to remember is we can jump the line. We don't have to wait for Young versus Hawaii to be ruled on. We don't have to wait for some of these cases to be ruled on, which may be years in the making. I mean, that's how California does things. Justice delayed is justice denied. So we're pushing ahead with this. It is a lot of work, folks. You can't imagine how much reading I do in case law and constitutional law and penal code and so on and so forth. And if you're pinning your hopes on a constitutional sheriff, God bless you, but there is no such thing. First of all, the word sheriff is not in the Constitution anywhere. Not anywhere. And in California, sheriffs are not the highest law enforcement officer in the state for their county. The Attorney General is, and that's in Article 5 of the California Constitution. There is no such thing as a constitutional sheriff, even though we wish there were, and even though someday in the state of Jefferson there will be. So help us win this. Help us win some liberty so that we can turn to the rest of the people in California and say, the people of Jefferson gave you some liberty back. Now help us get the rest.
So is your website still up, Mark? Your tokeepandbear.com, and that's is that still operating?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's To Keep and Bear, T O K E E P A N D B E A R, bear like the animal .com. So tokeepandbear.com.
Yeah.
All right.
It is, and thank you guys, and God bless you. Great show. Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
all
Mark.
All right, thanks
thank
for
you,
calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and
bye-bye.
To that
Bye-bye.
Point, too,
go ahead.
We have to get in front of these things as fast as possible. We have to start thinking like the left has been thinking, because what the left does is they establish so many lawsuits and so many things and push them so hard, they only need one or two of thousands in order to start taking more and more of our rights away. And right now also, we're seeing that they're going after Brett Kavanaugh again. They're saying that there was an improperly filed background check from the FBI and that they're going to be trying to unseat him and get somebody else in there, which would then give them at least a 50-50 split, if not control of the Supreme Court once again, so that they don't even have to pack the court.
Yeah, I'm not so certain at this point that Kavanaugh has been compromised anyway in light of the election results stuff and,
well, and
not hearing the taste.
That's true of all these guys, even Amy Barrett.
Right. So I think it always comes back to us. If this, we can't have, nobody's going to save us. We have to save ourselves.
And like this right here, GOP rep says he intentionally sidestepped House metal detectors to get legal standing to sue Pelosi. And he basically says that my life is important to me. My rights to be able to keep and bear arms are important to me. My rights don't end where your government building begins.
Well, and I think that's the moral of the story, is that if you've got 200 million people in America and 75 million say we're not doing it, they're done. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is that we're just not going to do it. And then we start taking over those local counties and getting rid of those voting machines and, you know, get legal votes going again and work our way back up to the top. Then we can win the day. You know, I mean, that's really where it's at. But enough people just saying, no, we're not going
to
do it. You can't make
us. We have to get power back.
It's like you say, I can't carry a gun. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and people have to start putting pressure on these people. So what we see right now is we see, I think it was Ohio that actually is now doing a lawsuit against H.R. 1, that voting registration bill that makes it to where you can vote up to 10 days after the election, print off your own ballots from your house, eliminate signature verification without a court order.
Well, and that can all be completely unwound at the state level. The state's just passed something saying we're not going to follow it, and then boom, you're back to square
one. Yeah, and
one.
I think we can start in the county with that as well.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So,
and clean up our backyard, so to speak.
And then that's the brilliance of the way the founders set it up. If you realize that it doesn't matter if they have been only given enumerated powers at the federal level, if they pass laws that say anything other than those enumerated powers, the states just go, no, not going to do it.
Right.
And that's how we win. But the pressure comes from the bottom up. The pressure comes from each county. You know, if I think California turned and went red the last election. I really do, based on some information. I could be wrong, but after you look at what happened across the states, across the board, you know, using the pandemic to change all the election laws illegal at the state level, if we have more red counties in California than we have blue. And so that's really what's going to turn the tide, in my opinion. And people are revolting, I mean,
you know, at every level. I'm sorry.
You
have to wonder that we didn't, because why would they be screwing with the election if it wasn't kind of like
well,
that?
Well, and it's just like
we talked about
with the young people. The young people are starting to figure out that they've been sold a load of crap.
Well, it's been pretty interesting, because I've been on TikTok this last couple of weeks, and I've been seeing a lot of folks who are on TikTok who are sick and tired on both sides of this censorship and the cancel culture. It's something to where only the woke of the woke are into this, and what you're going to be left with is a political party that represents maybe about 9% of the totality of the population.
Right.
And with that, we got to go to a break.
Well, I guess we're at a hard break.
We're at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has pledged to do his utmost to prevent a resurgence of the coronavirus ahead of the Olympic torch relay and his upcoming visit to Washington. Suga was addressing his ruling Liberal Democratic Party's annual convention today, hours ahead of the planned lifting of a virus state of emergency in Tokyo. International fans are not going to be allowed to go to the Summer Games because of the virus. Opening ceremonies, July 23rd. President Biden has chosen a new NASA administrator.
It's a former senator from Florida who flew on the space shuttle. 78-year-old Bill Nelson grew up near Cape Canaveral. He was a Democratic congressman when he launched aboard space shuttle Columbia in January of 1986, right before the Challenger launch accident. His commander was Charles Bolden Jr., who later served as NASA administrator under President Obama. Nelson was elected in 2000 to the Senate, where he served until 2018. John Scott reporting.
A tax hike could take a big bite out of Big Apple business.
New York City could see a mass exodus of financial and technology firms if a proposed $7 billion tax package is enacted. CEOs from nearly two dozen companies say they're ready to bolt to Florida if Albany passes a stock transfer tax, which would give the state a cut of the proceeds from every purchase of stock or other security. Among the companies getting ready to pack their bags, New York's hometown airline JetBlue and financial giant Goldman Sachs. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spending his first day in Kabul, Afghanistan since taking the new job. He is facing swirling questions about how long American troops will have to stay in that war-torn country. President Biden told ABC News last week it'll be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to pull out the soldiers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Brack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Schools and camps across the country are making plans to help kids catch up academically this summer after a year or more of remote learning.
The governors of California, Virginia, and Kansas are among those pushing for more summer learning, as are districts in many towns and cities. Education experts say the pandemic has left many youngsters trailing behind where they otherwise would be, and that it's crucial for kids to do some learning over the summer. The new coronavirus stimulus package should help. It allocates about $122 billion in aid to K through 12 public schools. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Philippines is demanding more than 200 Chinese vessels that are manned by militias leave a South China Sea reef claimed by Manila, saying their presence is a, quote, provocation and an action of militarizing the area. The reef is off of the west of Batarizal. News and analysis at townhall.com.
That company that drew attention after sending huge electricity bills to customers after last month's blackout causing winter storm in Texas is bankrupt.
Gritty Energy sold power to consumers at wholesale prices plus a $9.99 monthly fee. Its rates skyrocketed during the February deep freeze when state grid operators raised wholesale prices. The company blamed its situation on the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which operates the power grid in most of the state. Gritty said ERCOT kept wholesale prices at the state's legal cap for too long.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, March the 21st, and here's what happened on this date in entertainment history. 1956, Marty won Best Picture at the Academy Awards. Ernest Borgnine, Best Actor in that film. On this date in 1970, the single ABC by the Jackson 5 was released. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And I'll tell you, if you don't like that, I can't help you. I like that song. where are we?
When we
go ahead, recall,
up.
recall. Look out for the mic.
I know.
almost bopped you.
Yeah. Talking about taking back at the local level and getting involved. Remember, we do have a recall coming up in Chef, the county that we're working on. And we have a fundraiser coming up on April 10th. Now, I know the tables are going fast and tickets are going really fast. But if you're interested in this event on April 10th, give us a call at 691-1707. You can also give us a donation. And you can send checks to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, and that's here in Redding at 96003. And even
what do they write the checks out to? Mark Kent, Care of I Need the Money?
Yeah, sure.
No.
Sure. They write it out to Shasta General Purpose Committee, or SGPC.
Okay, I'll try to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, and also I want to let people know, even if you can't donate money and you want to donate something for the fundraiser, you know, something that's really cool that we could auction off or something, give us a call with that too, because we can always take some cool items to auction off.
And if you haven't signed it yet, get on that, sign it.
Yeah, and it's real important. So also beware that, you know, we'll have information coming out for boots on the ground to get signatures, and we need a lot of hands working this one, folks. So.
Well, it's pretty funny because the establishment, I'm not going to say the left, I'm not going to say the right, because the establishment is really what we're all up against. We're all in this together now at this point. The establishment is so concerned about the fact that Gavin Newsom is being recalled, because they really, I believe they wanted him as a president later on. They've been grooming him. But the establishment now and all these media organizations, they're saying that it's white supremacists that are trying to get Gavin Newsom now out of office because of all those bloody white supremacist Trump supporters in California. California, of all places.
Well, this is for our local guys, the Board of Supervisors, and I want to give a special shout-out to Dill Deli. They not only are doing the catering for this event and not charging us for it, they're donating that. They also gave some money. And so, you know, talk about true patriots that are stepping up to the plate to help us on this. They're awesome. And there is other people out there, too, but I wanted to give a special shout-out to them, especially on the catering, because usually we've got to come out of pocket for that up front, and so thank you for that.
They're amazing people. They really are. They back the blue. They constantly are great people within our community. They do everything they can within their power to help serve our community, and this is just one more thing that shows that.
So show their support. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry. Hey, you're back.
Just real quick. The recall that you're talking about, Linda, is the local recall for the supervisors.
Right.
Because the governor recall is done. That's as far as the signatures go. They're already in. In fact, I know a lot of people are getting emails and different things talking about recall, sign the recall, blah, 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 blah. Yet that's all people who don't want the recall. It's sort of a it's a shield. So we have to make sure that we understand that the recall we're talking about is the recall for the local supervisors
here. Yeah, thank you.
You guys may have said that. You may have clarified that already. I just didn't hear it because I was on hope. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, have fun.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Yes, it is for the local ones. For the Board of Supervisors, we are recalling three.
Yeah, and why are we recalling them?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this the weekend. You know, you usually put down what somebody, you know, why you're recalling them because they didn't do this right. Tell me what they did right. I'm just asking. Out of the three that we're recalling, what good things did they do for Shasta County?
Well, you know, it's, the fact that they followed the government's illegal mandates is kind of a big one. We weren't, you know, we weren't in an emergency, really. They didn't do their own homework as far as the death rates, the rate of infection, the amount of people dying year over year, pretty much the same. You know, shutting down businesses, re-diverting funds that were supposed to go to the businesses to the Health and Human Services network of their government bloated, overbearing Karen Randstrom, who's in charge of, you know, making sure that we're wearing masks that don't do any good, and there's no difference in wearing a mask and not wearing a mask with the infection rate, you know, mandating or trying to mandate vaccines, you know, bloating, you know, looking at their salaries, you know, how much money they took in, paid themselves in salaries, bonuses, hired new people, you know, using the Jake Mangus and the
I know what you're talking about. It left me too.
The business entity outfit down there, the commerce, I can't think of it.
Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you. The Chamber of Commerce to distribute funds that, why wouldn't they do it themselves? And why would they pay Jake Mangus and those guys $200,000 or $300,000 to distribute funds and make sure that they were greasing everybody's palms? You know, using this as a bribe, basically, so that if those funds weren't available and we weren't being bribed from this endless money printing at the federal level, everybody would be feeling a ton more pain and might be a little bit more upset about it. So what are they doing? They're trying to soft sell everybody into thinking that it's okay. You know, they're working for our benefit. In the meantime, the finances and the economy's imploding across the country. I mean, I could go on and on. Hurting the children, gee, I guess putting masks on them, keeping them out of school, distance learning, you know, not being able to play sports, not being able to graduate. None of that. You know, that's okay. But it's all because of this pandemic that, if you look year over year, is within 100 people of the same rate from the year before. The flu magically disappeared. The hospital's getting $36 million or $36,000 per patient to say that they're COVID. I could go on and on and on. And anybody who can't see that doesn't want to look.
How about the fact that they're elected representatives that don't actually listen to the people? How about the fact that they're not actually there within the area to be able to be reached? They're doing online conferences to where you're not able to actually get up there and actually have a face-to-face conversation with them. And even in the times when you were able to have a face-to-face conversation with them, they're looking at their phones. They're not giving a damn.
Shutting their monitors off, putting up $9,000 plexiglass barriers to keep, you know, when they're 20 feet away anyway from the people. I wonder who got that contract and whose friend that was. And just the whole thing. You know, the people have been going to this thing. They tried to shut violations of the Brown Act, shutting down people's access to them, not listening to, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on.
Why wouldn't you want to recall them?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's kind of where I was going to start with this, you know, because there's so much that they.
And I got some. Done, I got some. You know? I got some troll on my Facebook page. Explain every detail to me so I know what they're being recalled to. It's so vague.
Really?
Really? You know, so I'm not going to feed the troll anymore. You know, if he was genuinely interested, he would help. But he's not trying to help. He's trying to figure out a way.
I mean, honestly, all you have to do is show up to any of these meetings.
Just right. Look at past
You'll see
meetings.
Exactly what they don't
show
do.
Show up and think for yourself. Do your own homework. You know, everybody has to explain it to somebody. Well, you know, that's the problem in the first place. If you won't even go out and think for yourself and look at it for yourself, and you're going to depend on somebody else to tell you what the problem is, then you're part of the problem, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have these folks that they are part of this whole idea. We have these large media organizations which are releasing news articles that say, don't think for yourself.
Right.
Trust us for what we say. And this is where we're at. Do your own research. I don't trust anybody, and I don't want anybody to trust me. Do your own research. Find out what you can actually see. Don't trust the first page of what you see. Dig down deeper than the mainstream media narrative and actually see these videos for yourself and things across the board like this.
Right. So. Yeah.
And I guess with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Can I give you my phone number? When you worry, call me. I need to have it.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi. My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that little queen of all people. Kind of like that. We're back on the air, so just in case you guys wanted to know.
I'm answering questions. People are asking addresses and all kinds of stuff, so there you go.
All right, so where were we? I guess we can play this little TikTok number here that Dave pulled up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are we ready? Okay, let's hope it all works right now. And I'm not used to TikTok, but let's give it a shot.
The vaccine is here. They're trying to mandate it and make everybody get it. Let me tell you something. The 14th Amendment does protect us. People are saying right now that the Constitution has been suspended. It has not, and I'm going to tell you why. 71 U.S. 2. Neither the legislator nor any executive or judicial officer may disregard the provisions of the Constitution in case of any emergency. Section 98. This is the big one. Anyone who declares the suspension of the constitutionally guaranteed rights to freely travel, peacefully assemble, make a living, freely worship, etc., and or attempts to enforce such suspensions without the consent of all 50 independent sovereign states in the United States of America is making war against the Constitution and therefore we the people. They violate their constitutional oath and thus immediately forfeit their place in office and their authority, and any of their proclamations may be disregarded with impunity, and that means anyone, even the governor or the president. That means we the people have the power. Wake up.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like it. And it's like we've been saying all along, if the people in enough numbers say, we're not doing it, they really can't make you.
Well, yeah. And based upon that, too, also, I mean, you got Mr. Fauci that goes before everybody and turns around and tells them, you guys can reopen up and do this if we actually have this take place. He uses these abuser tactics to say you have to go through and do exactly what we say and we may permit you, just like Biden did.
Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid, you know, and it's really creepy, you know. I mean,
I don't know. That's probably on TikTok.
No, that's me. but it is kind of creepy, these guys, you know. And what's interesting is about TikTok that I like is the fact that you're starting to see more and more stuff on TikTok relating to reality as opposed to this brainwashing crap that we've been getting for, you know, the whole election cycle, maybe?
It's insane, though, how much censorship we still see on TikTok. So a lot of these
things. But at least some of it's getting through now.
Some of it is, yeah. It actually seems to be less banned and less in your face as far as censorship goes than Facebook was, but it's still, I mean, you still see all these videos about people saying, oh, this got taken down and all the rest of these things. I mean, a lot of these things that are taking place on our border right now in Mexico, I'll address some of that, but
the challenges on our border?
Well, it's dark, man. It's really dark. We do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori, it looks
like. All right, let's get Lori on.
Good morning, Lori.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. I have a little field report since all of our fine gentlemen are out there in militia training this whole weekend. I thought I'd kind of chime in a bit here on the hope of vaccinations with the new Johnson & Johnson one shot and you're done.
Yeah,
that one shot thing. So anyway, I just strolled in Friday. I had to call three different places to try to identify where exactly the Hope Van is. All three people, the Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Community Health, and Hill Country, none of them could tell me until finally Friday morning, Crystal, who runs the large Hope Van, could tell me. This is unusual. Anyway, I showed up in my, like, gardening clothes, we'll say, so I could easily pass for someone perhaps newly homeless. I stroll up to the tent in the van on Lake Boulevard near Masonic with my little plastic bag and all. And I just kind of asked them what's going on, and they immediately said, yeah, we can give you a shot. It's, you know, free. You don't need to do anything but fill out this paperwork. Thankfully, they had the five-page handout. However, it's the same fact sheet, folks, that does not have the word called you could die. It's not listed as one of the adverse reactions, and it's on the provider sheet. It's just not on the one they give to everyone.
Here's they wouldn't want you to know that you could die.
Why would we want to scare you away? Hey, it's free. Come on, it's free, and we'll give you a bottle of water. Wow, what a deal.
Yeah. And tell you the truth?
And of course,
really?
If people don't... I'm sorry?
And tell us the truth? Really?
Yeah, so there you go. So I'm in there pretending to read the document, pretending to fill out the paperwork. I walk away after about 2 or 3 minutes, and sure enough, Brandon Thurnock, the director of all of this, follows me and asks me, aren't you going to get your shot? And I had to tuck my camera in my jacket because I was going to take a long shot. I actually did take one long shot. And he engages with me for five more minutes trying to persuade me to take it. And I said, you know, I'm not really sure. I don't understand these ingredients. I mean, if you look at page two, folks, I have a master's degree. I cannot even understand what the heck these ingredients are. I do understand RNA, adeno, and all the rest, and polysorbate crosses the blood-brain barrier. Folks, I don't know where they're going to be next week. I'm going to make this part of my ongoing Shasta County citizen journalist thing. And if that's not enough to cause concern, start paying attention if some dead people start showing up, the homeless people, because they're not being tracked and monitored if they have an adverse reaction like Guillain-Barre, anaphylactic shock. It doesn't always happen in those first 15 minutes, people in the medical field. Knock it off. I'm so fed up with this.
Let me read this. I got an article I want to read that kind of feathers right into what we're talking about. This is from Need to Know News, G. Edward Griffin. Dr. Fauci says COVID vaccines could be ready for babies and children under 12 by early 2022. The White House Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told lawmakers that the U.S. could begin vaccinating older children in high school against COVID-19 this fall. Meanwhile, a study is being done on children under age 12 down to six-month-old babies who could start getting the shots in the first quarter of 2022. Fauci said, we really don't know that what the magical point of herd immunity is, but we do know that if we get the overwhelmingly population vaccinated, the overwhelming population vaccinated, we're going to be in good shape. Ultimately, we would like to get children in that mix. Out of the 396,265 COVID deaths recorded so far in the U.S., okay. A number that many believe is grossly exaggerated. I don't know. Only 93 were children, and that number may be also exaggerated. Either way, it is clear that young children almost have zero risk of dying from COVID or anything similar. So why is Fauci and the vaccine making plans to vaccinate all of these kids as soon as possible? You don't think there's another agenda going on here, do you?
No.
Oh, wow, Mark, that's perfect. And I'll play cards with you one more thing, and I'll end the call. The Rite Aid has now started to have these drive-thrus, PCR. They've dropped the age down to four-year-olds. You can have an appointment made, go in the drive-thru at Rite Aid. They'll hand you the swab kit. You get one long swab. You shove it up the left side, you shove it up the right side, and hand it back to them, and they'll get you the results back. What are they doing? It's not just bad enough the DNA that's being taken. Okay, we know that's happening all the time. It's like what is on the tip of these swabs, the prions, the nano, the fibers, the little deposit. All these people in school, if they want to have you play a sport and they want to take your swab twice a week to play or the medical field, they're already doing it twice a week just to keep their job.
Well, here's what I think of Dr. Fauci.
I heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
I almost heard that. He's not a dog-faced pony soldier.
No, I think low-down Yankee liar pretty much says it.
Can I give the hotline if people do come across adverse reactions with their family, friends, and so forth?
Sure.
We have a local one. So, yes, you can call the federal VAERS, the 1-800 number, 1-800-822-7967. The point is not many people trust the federal government. So here's the local hotline, and this is Richard and we set this up about a week and a half ago. You can call local if you want to tell us a whistleblower story or tell us more than just reporting. We'll help you report, but it's 530-962-5168, and I'll put it in the chat room.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for letting me call in on that.
No problem.
No. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess the drive-through anal swabs are next is what I'm seeing from the chat room. And, I mean, that sounds funny, but these guys are doing it in China. And, it's like, hey, you'll go to the doctor and, I mean, it's like you're getting a prostate exam or something just to see if you got COVID even though you're not sick. So, I mean, does that send a message to people? I mean, come on. If I go to the doctor and bend over and get my anal swabbed test done, for what? To tell me that I'm sick? I talked to somebody else the other day who was very liberal. No, not very liberal, but his wife was very liberal. He's probably moderate. But he went to the Shasta College and got his vaccinations. Got it, first one, second one. He said the first one, he started feeling crappy, and then he got tested. Then he had COVID after he got the vaccination, and they were sick for 2 weeks. And so he's starting to turn a little more conservative these days because, I mean, remember on the vaccines, oh, you're not going to get sick. You know, it's not going to, you're not going to have the adverse reaction. It's all going to be good, except that it's not.
It doesn't work that way. You get sick. You could die.
Well, it's pretty interesting. I have a military friend of mine that she went in to the VA and got her Moderna vaccination. And she got the first shot, and for 16 days she had a fever. And as far as I'm aware, it's still going on. For 16 days she had a fever that would peak at 104 every day, had lightheadedness, nausea, had a number of the other symptoms, 4 out of 5 of COVID. She went in, got a COVID test. They said, no, you're not COVID positive, but you need to go to the ER over the weekend to figure out what's wrong with you because we don't know. And it all started after getting that vaccine.
I guess, you know, when you scramble your DNA with nanotechnology and they haven't tested it and they are not sure what the results could be or long-term effects, let's just get her done.
Well, and that's like what they said. We'll address some more of this. We do have to take a break. And with that...
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNXD-AM.
You got to see that. Her mic just jumped about 3 feet in the air away from her.
96.5 FL.
Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Stone said.
Just keep listening to that and, you know, go crack a Sunday morning cocktail of some sort. And exactly. Go to sleep.
Just take a break.
All right. Where are we?
You know, I want to talk about what's taking place over at our border.
Okay.
Oh. The non-crisis crisis that's a crisis when she actually slips up on it and then when addresses on it again says, no, the situation at the border. It's not a crisis anymore.
Except it is.
Okay, so red state. Biden administration awards $86 million contract for hotel room for migrants to man its crisis at the border, March 20th, 2021. Axios is reporting today that Biden administration has awarded an $86 million contract to house 1,200 migrant family members in hotels along the Texas and Arizona borders with Mexico as it tries to deal with the backlog of the registration process for thousands of migrants caught walking. Now, here's what's interesting. You have three of these facilities which are set up at our border, and the best of them is operating at 300% capacity of pre-COVID numbers.
And they got the shutdown so the press can't go there. Did you know that? They have a gag order that nobody can go there in the press to see what's going on.
And the worst of them is operating at 700% capacity with standing room only to where these people are having to take turns laying on the ground to sleep.
Come on, man.
And we see this just continuing on. And they're trying to bring these people in. Now Border Patrol in Rio Grande Valley considering releasing illegal crossers into U.S. without court date, and other locations are suggesting that they can set their own court dates to come into court after they release them into our country. They say that there's not any terrorists released into this country the border.
They already found four.
Yep.
And aren't they shipping a lot of them up to the Canadian border and bringing them in that way as well?
Well, and I've been on TikTok watching some of these folks over here, and they are talking about how bad it is. So if you've got kids in the car, hide their ears for a second. But here's the thing. They're decapitating people across the border. These cartels are literally running people and running them just like drugs. They're killing folks across the border. You got dead babies who are laying all over there across the border.
Wow.
And they are just sending as many of these people as they can. They have kids that are dying along the way because they think they'll get in if they have kids based upon what the Biden administration is doing. And you've got dead babies littering the countryside out there, according to these videos that I'm seeing. And this is the administration that they're not talking about. This is the administration that set these things up in the first place, and it was not like this under the Trump administration, but they're trying to say that his policies were what set this up. Give me a break.
I guess because Uncle Joe's moving kind of slow, he's not at the junction. So.
And to answer your question about the news not being allowed, DHS's chief says that that's because of COVID from Breitbart.
Well, and let's talk about this too for a second. According to the folks who are down there at Border Patrol, 26% of these folks are testing COVID positive, and they're at 700% standing room only, and they're releasing these people into the country. So if we're talking about an actual virus here that's causing all of us to shut down, why would you want to have thousands upon thousands of people in standing room only just to be released into the country as COVID positive people?
Well, you know, and then you look at Raggedy Jan or what's her name, Jen Psaki or whatever, the press secretary. You know, what a condescending, smug, you know, I mean, they must have had to screen through a lot of people to find her because, you know, she's so self-righteous about anything they're doing. Is dishonest, not truthful, you know, does a Freudian slip that it's even a crisis? Otherwise, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are screwed up in the head. They have something wrong with them, you know, and they're all cut from the same cloth, it seems, you know, because there's so much with these people that is just disingenuous. It's crazy.
Well, how about all these folks that are showing up at our border in Biden-Harris T-shirts? Where are they getting those from?
I'm, at the border store.
You know, we got to check. You seen the thing where the court judge that was the past promoter of the drag queen story was arrested on child porn, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. They're all, these guys are all the same guys, it seems like. They're all screwed up in the head, you know. But let's move on. We got about 20 minutes here. I want to talk about President Trump's plan to unveil a social media platform in the next 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And that sounds exciting. And this was actually released, told to the public through, I don't know, it was Fox News on the, I guess it was Fox. Yeah, it was Fox News. Trump eyes return to social media. Former president readies a new endorsement. And this was on the Howard Kurtz show program, Media Buzz, Sunday morning. And I guess the advisor, according to advisor Jason Miller, who spoke about Trump's plans, you know, he's saying that he's going to be up and running on another platform. So
yeah, this was from Media Buzz right here. Jason Miller in D.C. on Twitter said, President Trump will be returning to social media in 2 to 3 months with his own platform that will completely redefine the game and attract tens of millions of new users.
Do you think Trump has anything to say now?
Yeah, I think there's going to – this is going to be pretty dig-on interesting when it gets in there because, I mean – I think what people don't understand is, really, we are so close to war with other countries right now in a way that we have not been. I mean, Trump, for all of his faults, for all of his banter, for all of the things that he said that made people upset and mad, he was bombastic, yeah, but he's a little bit like the bombastic neighbor at the end of the flipping
street. I don't even think that's it. What it is that a guy that tells the truth is all of a sudden crass and bombastic and everything. I never bought into that story. I think that what people are is so offended by the truth that they, and besides the spin and the media crap, that they spin it that way. You know, if a guy tells you the truth and you don't like what, you know, I get this all the time. You know, you tell someone the truth and then there's, well, you're attacking me. No, I'm telling you the truth. And that's really what's happening. When he says to the media, you guys are fake news, well, that's an attack. It's bombastic. You know, the guy's, he's a homophobic, racist, they just start calling names and doing all this stuff. And I'm not saying that's what you're doing, Dave, but what I'm saying is that instead of saying, is there any truth to the fact that you're calling me fake news? Because I don't like to hear that because that would, I mean, I'm dishonest.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because, yeah, this is just my view on it, my opinion. I think, yeah, Trump did lie about things, but the things that he lied about are stupid things. Like, he just turns around and goes up there and,
I turned around and I did this and I did that and I was the greatest and I did this.
But the things that he actually told the truth on were the things that people were so stunned
by.
I'd
like to see some instances of those lies because, you know, just people tell stories, embellish stories.
Well, and that's the thing. It's more embellishment.
It's more of telling stories. I mean, jokes and things like that. If I said that, hey, I was the fastest shot in the universe, does that mean, am I a liar? Well, I'm kind of lying.
Technically, yeah, but by the same token, you might have been the fastest shot who was there. I mean,
I'm not even close. It doesn't even matter. I'm bragging. I'm showing bravado. I'm making fun of myself. I'm actually making fun of myself.
Well, I think that's what it was, and they took it out of context. I mean, it's like how when Trump was walking down the ramp and he was going a little bit slow on it, and he didn't fall, but they were like making fun of him and saying that he can't make it down this thing and his health and all the rest. That was the top.
Biden trips on the way up the plane ramp and he looks like he's on a moving escalator or something.
How dare you? Biden was not tripping. He was swimming up those stairs.
You guys, it was the wind. Remember?
Do we got a caller?
We got Jake on the line. Sorry about that, Jake. We didn't see you on the board. Good morning, Jake.
No problem. Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You're on the air, Jake. Go ahead.
Yeah, I when people say, oh, yeah, Trump lied, but blah, 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 I don't ever recall any instances of him lying myself, but I'll just leave that there.
Yeah, I can't remember anything either. If somebody could come up with an instance that's real proof, send it to me because I'd really like to see it.
Yeah, I'm actually sick of hearing anybody say that. I don't care who it is.
Come on, dude. Well, it's basically the embellishment that they take out of example and say it's a lie. Could it be construed as a lie? Yeah, if you're a Karen, but that's basically the only way it is.
Well, Go ahead, Jake. I want to cite an instance of the other way around. So I posted on a meme. I put that, you know, Trump destroys ISIS, and then on the bottom, you know, I put and Biden took out Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head, and fact checkers were all over that it was a lie. I went, are you kidding me? No, Biden didn't take out Dr. Seuss, really? You know, I mean, I thought it was serious. I mean, who are these fact checkers? Guys from Pakistan who don't even know who Dr. Seuss is? They think he's a real guy?
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, look, one thing I just want to say, and I'm going to get off, let you guys talk about it. But, I think it was Bannon on War Room last week mentioned the fact that people keep calling this a vaccine, and it's, right. From according to him, it's a gene therapy. It's not even really technically a vaccine. So right. Why is everyone calling it a vaccine? A genetic therapy.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, when you go to the Moderna website, they don't call it a vaccine at all. In fact, they call it a technology. And according to the official CDC handout, there is no vaccine to treat COVID-19.
Correct.
And this is an experimental drug that they don't know if it is going to protect you or prevent you from spreading the virus. And that's why you have to continue doing literally everything that you're doing now. There's no point in – if I told you that, hey, there is an experimental drug that means that you still have to social distance, still have to wear a mask, you may or may not be any safer, and it might have some side effects – what are you going to tell me when I tell you to take it?
That's exactly why they call it a vaccine, because nobody would be taking it. And right, it protects them. That's why they put that out there.
I think a vaccine actually has to go through clinical trials to be called a vaccine. But they're not. This is an experiment. But you
have three or four different components that you have to have in it in order for it to be called a vaccine, and it doesn't have any of those components to be called a vaccine.
But go ahead, Jake. What else you got there?
Well, that was really about it. I've been hearing all the crap about the vaccine, and I'm like, wait a minute, it's not technically even a vaccine, and it's all you hear about.
Well, is anybody going to be shocked when 2 or 3 years down the road we find out that the side effects are really bad?
Well, I'm personally really concerned. My opinion only, and the opinion of a guy who was a former person at the Pfizer laboratory for respiratory illnesses, he released something that stated that he believes that there are proteins that will cause infertility. And the official Snopes thing, they actually put sterilization in one of the articles that published that with this guy and another guy who was both under him, who was head researcher for respiratory illness at Pfizer. And he said that there's proteins in this that could cause infertility in women. Which, doggone it. If we're going to end up seeing this thing mandated across the board, what's going to happen to our population?
Well, I mean, if you get a vaccine from a guy who's promoting eugenics, that's okay.
Well, if you call it a vaccine, too, I think they're protected that you can't go back and sue them or anything.
Well, that's why it's called a vaccine.
Exactly. They are protected.
Yeah, you guys might also want to check in on there's something going around about the fact that if you pass away after you've gotten the gene therapy, that your life insurance is void. And I said, what?
Oh.
I've read that multiple places.
I have to look into that.
I doubt that.
I mean, are you talking anything that these freaking bastards do? I mean, it's so true.
Guys, have a good one. I appreciate the show every Sunday.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah, so if you got a vaccinated and in 6 months you start growing another head, you know, I mean, is that a problem?
Well, and it's funny because
you'll be able to talk twice as fast, Dave.
Yeah. You see a lot of these. I already talk pretty fast. I mean, come on, don't get me on a roll. I'll be rapping here. Throw me a beat down. So this is an interesting one. Federal Judge warns media is very close to one-party control and blistering libel case dissent. A federal appeals court judge has offered a blistering dissent to an obscure libel case that takes the measure of mainstream media bias. The government centers on a 2018 report from the Global Witness Publishing that accused libertarian government officials Christina Ta and Randolph McCain of accepting bribes from Exxon. Tom McCain sued Global Witness, alleging defamation, and their claims were dismissed in Friday's ruling. However, the course of this political partial dissent in the D.C. court, Judge Lawrence Zimmerman went on an unprecedented written tirade against the press in which he argued the Supreme Court should revisit the landmark 1964 New York Times versus Sullivan ruling that granted the media broad First Amendment protections from being sued by public officials. Now, it's pretty interesting that a federal judge would go that far because he's one of the few. We're actually seeing this taking place across the board, and where can you actually turn to get true, honest media? I mean, even a lot of these conservative places are not telling us the truth. They'll do something one week that'll end up getting them all the views and getting loyal subscribers, and the next week they'll end up telling slanderous lies the next.
Well, that's kind of our complete focus here at Sovereign Minds, is to try to figure out what the truth is. We're not always telling the truth because we're not sure what the truth is. It's hard to figure that out. You do your homework, you look at different sources that you trust, but you still have to vet and think for yourself, and sometimes they make sense and sometimes they're true and sometimes they're not. But if we find anything about anything we talk about that's not truthful, I'm the first one to come on as soon as possible and say, that was wrong. That's what we need. We need people who are seeking the truth, not headlines, not not monetary value, the truth of the press. The press was set up as a watchdog for the American people to figure out what the truth is. Now, are you going to get opinions on both sides? Sure. And do thinking people always have to vet and think for themselves and examine things and look at the facts and hear the arguments to try to figure out what the best thing to do is? Absolutely. So it is the hardest thing these days to find the truth because there are so many screwed up media sources biasly purporting crap everywhere. We're in the information age, and the information age is not that there's information, it's that there's too much information, and trying to figure out what is good information is just as hard as trying to figure out what the truth is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, whether it's good or bad, it's hard. There's just so much of it out there.
Well, unless you're Biden, then you want truth over Fox.
If you're Biden.
and you think about that for a second. I thought those were supposed to be the same thing.
Not if you're Biden.
Well,
it's different.
You know, Biden's going to be chasing butterflies with the guys chasing him with nets pretty soon. And that's, is anybody, should we have a pool going, is he going to make it to the end of the year before he slips and falls and hits his head and all of a sudden Calamity Harris shows up? She's already calling foreign leaders and talking to them because Joe keeps blowing it, remember those famous words from Obama was that don't be surprised at how much Biden can F things up, because that's what's going on. I mean, and that was when his marbles were touching, and there was, like sparks on the neurons. The sparks are getting less and less and less. He's getting more and more feeble. Did you see him after the speech walk back down the hallway? He looked like he was made out of wood. Mm-hmm. I mean, no wonder the other countries think that we're weak.
I'll take questions now if that's what I'm supposed to do.
And then he turns around and walks, and nobody even gives him a question. I'll take questions now if I'm supposed to, and then everybody shuts up, and nobody gives him a question. He's not taking questions. Well, now we've got – he's supposed to do a State of the Union or our press interview. He missed the State of the Union. We'll just skip that. When was the last time a president skipped the State of the Union address?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
1700 something.
No, it wasn't 1700.
Eighteen something.
Yeah, it's been about 60 years that it's been this long, and I forget the president that it was. I had that up a little bit earlier, but I wanted to do a new segment for the last 5 minutes on this week's Is It Racist?
Well, everything's racist, so that's going to be easy. It's a target-rich environment.
Well, this,
you're white. You're racist.
Well, this right here comes from the VP of the school board in San Francisco. I grew up mostly in mostly Asian American schools and know this experience all too well. Many Asians are and believe they benefit from model minority BS, she continued. And the fact that many Asian Americans, teachers, students, and parents actively promote these myths, they use white supremacist thinking to assimilate and get ahead. She added, talk to many Lowell High School parents, and you'll hear the praise of tiger moms and disparagement of black-brown culture. Collins went on to ask, where are the vocal Asians speaking up against Trump? Don't Asian Americans know they'll be on his list as well? Don't they know they won't be deported, beaten, and beaten into a house N-word? Is still being an N-word you're considered the help?
You know, the only one that's been beating anybody is the black guys, and the Black Lives Matter guys have been beating everybody else. And you know what's really interesting about that? Most of them are white.
Well, and it's funny, too, because you look at this, and now they're coming out and they're saying that Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, Hispanic and Mexican Lives Matter. It's starting to sound like all lives matter with the exception of one race.
Us.
Well, I got I got a symbol for that, you know, and I'd turn it up if you could see it. But, you know, the real deal is that, hey, you know, it's just a way to divide everybody. It's just like they pinned everything on the Jews in Germany. You gotta have a scapegoat. You gotta have an enemy to go after. You gotta have somebody that's causing all the problems because it couldn't be you.
Well, yeah. Think about the boldness of that statement. Asians get ahead because of their white supremacist thinking.
Well, it's obviously that somewhere back in the day that, you know, one of them married a white person and, you know, through time, you know, their white supremacy morphed into Asian supremacy. And now it's metamorphosing back to white supremacy because some moron up in San Francisco said so.
It has nothing to do with the fact that the parents are strict on a culture of studying and learning. I mean, not to go with the
high achievement. High achievement. I mean, in other words, they do whatever it takes to learn and be educated to the point where, you know, it's almost an obsession with them. And I know a couple of these Asian people, you know, that I deal with that are very nice people, super good friends of mine. One guy, the husband is, designs computer chips down in Silicon Valley, and his wife is just an absolute doll. And I've seen that her kids are so high achievement, people. It's ridiculous. I think the one is in medicine. The other one went to NYU,
very disciplined.
The most prestigious, thank you, the best schools.
Sorry.
The best schools.
Yeah.
I mean, because they want to be successful.
Well, it's like that Family Guy meme. Family Guy had that whole cultural meme to where they go in, and the dad comes in, and the six-year-old's at his desk working on math, and he's like, son, are you a doctor yet? No. Well, talk to me when you're a doctor.
Or the white guys are like the Simpsons. Dough? Pizza? Pizza.
I mean, that's the thing. It's all about division. It's all about racial divide. I mean, can we all just come together, hug, and then agree that our government is, like, not for us? Right now, the whole idea of inequity and equality is to make us all poor and all suffer. If you need any more proof of it, go to your local gas station and see how much your fuel bill costs right now. And that's just the beginning.
You're back to the argument this is all about forced charity, except charity can't be forced. That's extortion. And if you give the power to the government to extort money from anybody, you gave the power to the government to extort money from everybody. So what now is, which if you're on the targeting end of that extortion, it's all good. But when you get on the receiving end of it, it's not all good. But it just depends on who's on the end of that.
Yeah, who's doing what?
Yeah, it's like who's pitching and catching that week, you know?
Well, it's pretty interesting, too, because you go through and you see all of these folks that are calling for all of this charity and we need to tax the rich and all that.
You're not for the homeless? You're against the homeless.
These are the multi-billionaires that end up helping to pass these bills that tax the minorities, that tax the people who are at lower incomes, that tax the people across the board. And what do? They don't donate to charity. You can go through and you can look at our representatives. The Democrat representatives give almost nothing to charity. Look at Bernie Sanders.
You won't own anything and you will be happy. Give me all your money, everybody. Everybody be happy.
Well, that sounds more like a threat.
Yeah, we're at the end. That's the program. Pretty soon the music's going to come on, guys.
The music's going to start.
Yep.
Yep, there it is. So you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals have built the Titanic. Govern is not reason. Is not eloquent. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And I believe there's a Board of Supervisor meeting that's Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Recall. Not Recolo. Recall.
And we'll see y'all next week. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.